Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Ben Greenfield from the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show. And if you hear a little bit of hubbub around me, it's because I am actually at this massive event called Cal Jam. It's like a health and chiropractic event.
Did you say Cal like Moo?
Cal like Cal, like California. But Cal Jam, the Moo would be pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a raw milk convention. No, I'm actually waiting for myself to combust in a giant pile of explosive diarrhea because I think I've had, in addition to multiple adjustments on my pelvis and my spine, algae, spirulina, chlorella, powdered bone broth, a few different bars from Standard Process.
And I saw you laying on the floor a few times.
Half a bottle of fish oil. Yep, been doing some foam rolling to my hip flexors using some fancy shaped foam rollers. Oh, and I'm just detoxing all over the place.
So we're gonna throw some detox, drops down here. Cyto detox drops down here.
I was just gonna
say, let's see what we can do with
it. I'm going in.
The other voices that you hear here. I'm with a couple of my buddies, Warren Phillips and Dr. Dan Pompa.
Hey,
we're actually going to open the kimono for you guys because we had a blast at dinner last night talking biohacking and detoxification and optimizing your brain. Went a little bit over the top, a little bit fueled by wine. Warren just dumped a giant bottle of
biodynamic wine, I might add.
Yeah, I'm not blind, though.
Now, you may recognize Dr. Pompa from the podcast I did that you can access over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Pompa. But he's basically one of the world's foremost detoxification experts in terms of detoxing yourself without screwing yourself completely over from a brain and a nervous system standpoint. And then Warren, here's his right-hand man. So say hello, fellas.
Hey. Hey, guys. Hey, Ben Greenfield family.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm just a guy. That's what we say.
That's right. Just a guy. Now, for those of you listening in, a couple of things. We're going to fill you in on some of the crazy stuff we talked about at dinner last night, but also if you're interested in hanging out with us, meeting us, and having a good time down in Atlanta this May, then stay tuned for the end of this podcast because we're going to fill you in on an event that we're all three going to be speaking at, along with our good friend Dr. Joseph Mercola, who's also been on the show. So the three of us are going to be jamming down in Atlanta in May. So stay tuned. At the end of the podcast, we'll tell you how you can get into that. But in the meantime, Warren, you said that you wanted to pick our brain about some of the stuff we talked about during dinner. So fill me in. What do you want to know? What do you want to share with folks?
Well, you know, it started off with, you know, showing up late, you know, and Dr. Pompa showed up late to dinner and I showed up late to dinner. And then I came out. I just took a nap. I was up at 4 a.m., right? So
I didn't know you showed up late until this moment.
I 4 a.m. So and then I had to take a nap. East Coast, West Coast time. I was falling apart. Yeah. I come up to Ben, you know, biohacker, kind of down. I'm like, dude, I can't look people in the eye right now. I'm like abnormal shyness, like, you know, what's going on?
There's actually a name for that called mercurialism. Anyway,
so I was a mess. I was tired. I was fatigued. And you're like, dude, we got to do something about that. You can't believe that. We can fix that. You can take some. There's pharmaceuticals, some herbs. You were throwing down. You were throwing down. You know, some tapping things.
I didn't see pharmaceuticals.
And, the lady that we freaked out at
the
booth.
We didn't do any supplements or herbs. We did freak out the lady at the booth though, who sat us because I don't know if any of you have ever tried tapping, but that's what I walked Warren through.
EFT.
It's one of my go-to methods for when you need to affect change and I have no coffee. You have no supplements. You have no giant kale smoothie that you can make. And it's very, very simple. There's actually a book. I forget the name of the book. It's written by Nick Murto. And it's a book all about tapping. I've taught this to my children, too. And the way that it works, and this is what I walked you through, Warren, is you find the point on your hand where you would normally karate chop somebody, right? Where kind of like the meat on the back of the hand underneath the pinky.
Yep.
And you tap that multiple times. You know, in your case, you were groggy and you were fatigued. So we started off tapping that part over and over again, saying, I'm groggy, I'm fatigued, I woke up groggy from my nap. And then you work your way onto a few different points that you tap. The top of the head, as you continue to talk, I'm groggy, I feel tired from my nap. And then you go down to above the eyebrows, and you continue to talk, I'm tired, I don't like the way I feel.
Both fingers.
Beside the eyebrows with both fingers, I'm tired, I'm groggy. Underneath, so we're hitting all these different meridians underneath the eyebrows, continuing to say, I'm groggy, I'm tired, I woke up not feeling like I wanted to from my nap, down to above the lip, and then you go below the chin.
This is happening at our booth.
Then you go below the chin. We've got all this on video for you, too. And then we go to the collarbone, continue to say, I'm groggy, I don't like the way I feel after waking up. Then you go to the armpits. And at the very, very end, after you finish tapping, you take a deep breath in and you say, I deeply and completely accept myself.
and you came and hit it here. I actually
and that hits you, doesn't it?
You can do the center of the chest too.
I had the pleasure of interviewing an ex-Olympian who tapping changed and saved her life. And it's actually on Cellular Healing TV. Are we broadcasting this on
We're going to dual broadcast this on our podcast channel.
So this will be on Cellular Healing TV.
So if people go to iTunes and they do a search for your guys' show, they could access the video version of this, Cellular Healing TV? Or would it be online?
It would be online.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool.
So we have it on our channel.
I'll link to it in the show notes for this episode that you guys are listening to.
Makes it easy.
And by the way, Ben, those of you watching, was on a past Cellular Healing TV show as well.
That's right. We did one on ketosis.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Fat adapted athlete and ketosis. Yeah.
So this tapping thing, if you know, acupuncture is really good for hitting a lot of these meridians and opening up your chakras and affecting change in some of these areas that we tapped. But let's face it, a lot of times we don't have somebody chase us around with needles or the ability to drive in and sit for an hour on an acupuncture table. So this tapping technique is something you can pull out. I mean, while you're sitting in your car, it's free anytime, any place. And it sounds really woo, but before you judge it too harshly, grab the book. I'll throw a link to the book in the show notes for this tapping book by Nick Murto. Read it and learn how to do some of this stuff because it really works.
I
mean,
it just lit me on fire, and it launched us into all these other things that we want to discuss.
You almost got arrested.
They did.
This is actually a true story. This week, I was on with a client. She had thyroid issues. Now she recovered from most of the thyroid issues. However, she started getting some hair loss. She said, "Dr. Pompa, I watched the episode that you did, and I started doing the tapping." She said, "My hair stopped falling out." That's a true story. That just happened this week, ironically.
People use it for insomnia. They use it for physical pain, for mental issues, for relationship issues. And again, I mean, it sounds woo, but it does actually work. It's kind of like you and I talked about a little bit when I had you on the show. I think we mentioned the book, The Biology of Belief.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a little bit on dinner last night about how even our emotions and our, you know, whether we have feelings of like peace and love and joy or whether we have feelings of shame and anger, how that actually creates vibrational frequencies that affect people around us. It's why you can feel energy vampires, right? Yeah. That's why I hate hanging around with you guys so much.
I just watched a video on that. Either this morning or last night, all of my days are and he was talking about The Secret and kind of that, but it was the vibration. So the frequency you vibrate, you attract that. So if you're in a state of negative energy, you're going to attract negative energy, and it's all about vibration. So it hit me, you know, so clearly. Because you want to attract, you know, if your life sucks, and you're going to attract a sucky life. And if you vibrate at a high level, and if you can short circuit that with tapping and start attracting, you know, the right frequency and the right people into your life, the guy blew it up. Like, and I think he was a Christian dude too. So it was like, you know, I'm like, well, that's interesting that you would even believe in that, because maybe I thought that was more of a different philosophy. But this guy was like Bob something. Do you know his name?
I don't know Bob, but I do know that there is like a Christian. I know many Bobs. There's a Christian MD, PhD, Dr. David Hawkins, and he has a book called Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender. And he does a really good job marrying the spiritual to quantum physics when it comes to the actual mechanism via which, by proton-based energy, our emotions can actually affect not only people and animals right around us, but folks who are 1,000 miles away, right? It's why you hear sometimes about, like, one person will have a dream and the other person will have the same dream because they're on the same frequency.
Yep.
I mean, that stuff is for real.
You know, listen, if you look at a mother and a baby.
And we're not wearing tie-dyed shirts, by the way, just so you guys know.
We don't know what's under here. But if you look at a baby, a nursing mother and a baby, there's a communication. I mean, the baby could be in another building, and that baby will let mom know when it's time, and that letdown will happen, and the baby starts crying, and boom, it's like instant, and they need to come together, and the mom knows, the baby knows. I mean, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
crazy.
It's nuts. And we were fueled by wine, so that might have been part of
it. It was biodynamic.
Yeah, tell us about that wine that you ordered.
I can't remember the name. Like, it was a
You know it was good wine when you can't remember what you had.
It was a good
biodynamic wine. It was a healthy wine.
Yeah, it was biodynamic, so that's what I always look for.
I checked my sleep. Right. It was a good wine because if I had
bad wine,
too,
remember?
I wouldn't have had deep REM, and I wouldn't have had a deep sleep in REM. So I slept like a baby short last night, but my REM was peaked. I can show it to you guys, and my deep sleep was
well some of them are listening, some are watching.
Alcohol causes a release of gamma aminobutyric acid, so you get an inhibitory neurotransmitter release.
But the problem is when you overdo alcohol, it tends to wear off very early in the night, which is why you wake up at like 1 or 2 a.m. after you've had
parched
multiple drinks, and then you can't get back to sleep. But this idea of drinking wine that uses microfiltration, that gets rid of a lot of the sulfites, that comes from typically grapes that weren't grown with herbicides. It's an old world wine method. Like, I know you, Dan, you drink dry farm wines.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, we're having a wine party at our event.
Oh, tonight?
No, Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta. Okay, yeah. Stay tuned for more about the Atlanta event. We'll
fill
you guys in on that.
We're going to have a wine party, just so you know.
It's going to be
dry
nuts.
Dry farm wines.
Anyways, though, so whenever I'm at a restaurant, I'm going to order the wine. Then I'll look for the organic. But the other thing to really look for, if you want to sound like a smart cookie, but also go way above and beyond organic, which we did last night, is you ask for biodynamic, because organic wines aren't necessarily filtering out like the sulfites and some of the stuff that give you headaches or that disrupt your sleep cycles that you were talking about. Whereas with biodynamic wine, you're drinking very, very clean.
So biodynamic is actually better than organic.
And most biodynamic wines are organic.
That's what I was saying.
But biodynamic is typically better than organic.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because a lot of these old world biodynamic wineries, they're organic just by nature. That's just what they do. They're that into the quality of the wines they aren't spraying.
People listening and watching, there's 76 additives allowed in wine.
Yeah.
And it's not tested for. It doesn't have to be on the label. Even the organic wines, especially ones from Napa, which we love going to Napa, they're finding glyphosate in it, which is a chemical that causes holes in the gut, leaky gut, and even holes, which I call leaky brain. So, I mean, this stuff's nasty. It's driving autoimmune and a lot of unexplainable illnesses.
Yeah, and speaking of Napa, I interviewed Dr. Kate Shanahan, the author of the book Deep Nutrition, recently. And she filled me in on how many of these 5-star restaurants in Napa use full-on canola oil in all their recipes. Because extra virgin olive oil is too expensive. Even for these restaurants where you're paying $80 for a plate.
Yeah, right.
Or they'll mix it. Yep, 50-50 mix.
I mean, listen, olive oil today,
is the price point really
even
that
olive
bad?
Oil in Whole Foods. I mean, most of it's crap. Most of it's watered down. Yep. Most of it's oxidized.
If it's clear, it's in a plastic bottle.
Even the dark ones they're testing, I was like, really? I was looking at the test. Our friend Joe Mercola had an article, and they had the different ones that they were testing, and I was shocked. You've got to get good oil. You better know who you're buying from.
Now, we ordered food last night, too. Speaking of oil, your wife did a good job. She asked the waiter or the waitress a really important question. You remember what she asked?
Which part? She
asked a lot of questions, but I was impressed.
What are you sauteing those in? What's the glaze? She said, okay, we cook them in canola oil, and she says, can you do it in butter? Actually, they said they do it in olive oil.
And then she had them switch to butter because she didn't know what kind of olive oil they were using.
Yeah, exactly.
When they say olive oil, by the way, ask, is it 50-50 canola oil? Because they'll claim that it's olive oil, and if you ask the third question, which is it mixed with canola oil? A lot of the times they'll come back and say, yes, sir, it is.
And we're not trying to be orthorexic here, but I mean, it really is true that vegetable oil is one of the worst things, in my opinion, even worse than glucose, that you can do to your body.
Absolutely.
And so it's super simple at a restaurant to just say, hey, can we go with butter instead of oil? Just tell the kitchen, I'd love to do this in butter or coconut oil.
You know, actually, you raise a good point. You know, you can take in glucose, sugar. Your body knows it's damaging, it burns it up. So it's gone. These fats, they don't burn. Yeah, your body has
they stay
in your body for like months.
They're your body uses to create cellular membranes.
Yeah, and that creates bad membranes.
And so if you're creating
membranes.
Your membranes from poor construction material, your body isn't creating cellular membranes out of glucose, right? It creates some proteoglycans and some joint tissue. But ultimately, unless glucose is staying elevated for a really long period of time or it's spiking very high after a meal, glucose is natural. We find it in nature. We don't find high pressure, high heated canola oil in nature.
Absolutely
anywhere.
Not. No, absolutely not. Yeah. With that said, America's spiking glucose far too much. But you're absolutely right. I mean, this stuff is poison.
Exactly. Which is another thing that you and I took into account last night when we ordered. You and I we ordered the same meal, Dan, and it was roasted chicken, and the menu said Yukon mash that it came with, and roasted vegetables.
Right.
And so both of us just said, hey, double the vegetables, leave the mash.
Yep.
That easy. And
that
so easy. I know you and I last night, we were both doing the ketotic thing.
Yep.
So, one glass of wine.
And I fasted all day. Yeah. That's why that wine really worked for me.
Right.
You give me your mic back.
He wanted the mic.
I just wanted to make sure that you talked into the mic.
Dave,
we gotta collect
here.
Your rich.
Before
your rich,
this,
wonderful
make sure
voice.
You get
I just
that
wanted
mic.
To hold a mic. I don't know what it was. I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm like, do you ever watch that? What's that movie with?
You should put the Italian in the middle.
The racing movie. He was like, first time he had an interview, he's like,
What do I do with my hands?
Oh, it's Will Ferrell's.
Yeah. Is that a real mic?
Yeah, Talladega Nights.
Camera guy just Ricky gave him Bobby. A mic, so now he has
Ricky
a mic.
Bobby, that's a fake microphone.
Yeah, that's a fake mic.
So I want to hold something, so I don't take that any the wrong way. I just really want to hold something.
Yeah,
you know, Ben.
Like that,
hold me.
Yeah, you can hold me, Warren. Okay, so we also talked a little bit last night about like invisible variables that are all around us. Again, not to be orthorexic, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to optimize
our body. Every time you say that, I'm going
to
laugh.
Yeah, we're trying to optimize our body and brain. We're trying to live life to the fullest.
Yeah, we're trying to live
a limitless life. And in a case like this, there are things that we want to take into account. I know a big part of what I talk about in Atlanta is going to be this whole invisible variable component, where your air, your water, your light, and your electricity are all very important. For example, here at the conference, upstairs, there's like an alkalinized, ionized, filtered water unit where these people are sampling water. Well, I've got a Berkey water filter back in my hotel room that I travel with, so when I pour the water from the hotel room, it's all filtered and it's clean water. But if I go up there, it's easy enough to go out of my way to go upstairs one story, skip the water fountain, or to drop by any gas station or Whole Foods and grab a glass bottle of Gerolstein or Perrier or Pellegrino. But so many people dump poison into their bodies. And healthy people, they don't think about it. They check into the hotel. They don't plan ahead. They walk into the hotel. It's the middle of the night. So you pour yourself 2 16-ounce glasses of
fluoride.
Of pharmaceuticals and fluoride.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Chlorine, pharmaceuticals, fluoride, and a lot of unknown toxins and chemicals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And many of them, you know, there's an epidemic of thyroid conditions right now, hormone related conditions. Those chemicals, fluoride, chlorine, just to name a two, they go right after the receptors, block those hormones, drive inflammation, and cause a host of symptoms. And yet people are wanting to take things to take rid of the symptoms.
Now, is it true
but
that
not
if you
get
use iodine, you can knock the fluoride or the chlorine off?
Yeah, you have
receptors?
To be careful. You have to be careful, especially with people with autoimmune. When you take iodine, you have to start slow and low because you can create what is called a thyroid storm where people go, I can't take iodine. Well, it's just they say that because, or they say they're allergic to it, but the iodine literally bind and compete for the same receptors as chlorine, fluoride. They're called halogen chemicals.
Right.
Iodine knocks those off. Bromine. Bromine's in everything new. You know the smell of that new computer? That's bromine.
So this thyroid storm, is it because you get all that stuff knocked off too quickly and it fills your body?
Absolutely. It will redistribute, recirculate, drives it.
So this is similar to what you and I talked about when I interviewed you about detoxing.
Absolutely. There's a big debate of whether you should ever use iodine for autoimmune.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the world's leaders and experts say absolutely, Brownstein being one of them, and he says you can't fix autoimmune thyroid without iodine. However, you'll see this whole other side that says you can't give it. I agree. If you do it wrong, you'll come to the conclusion you can't give it. However, Brownstein, others, and you know, I coach a couple hundred doctors around the country, we have proven the opposite. You can't fix it without it.
Really? What about selenium for that? Do you have to
Very
take selenium
important.
In combination with
iodine?
If
your selenium is too low, you'll get even a stronger reaction. So we want to make sure selenium levels are optimum. And if you're just looking at a blood test, if you look at the range, we like them over 140 on a blood test.
Selenium levels.
Selenium levels,
okay.
Yeah.
And so if someone were to go into the doctor and test iodine and selenium, can you get both of those on a blood?
Yeah, you can. And typically they're not on a blood. You'll have to maybe pay extra and maybe your insurance will cover it. I don't know.
You have to be that asshole who not only asks for butter instead of olive oil, but also the iodine and selenium instead of plain Jane.
You have to be that guy. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And there's some better doing an iodine serum, iodine, just a blood test. It's one level to check. However, there's iodine spot tests that are $80 that are much better. And then even better is an iodine challenge where they actually see what your body's using and measure it.
What about that really cool
test
where you can just put iodine in for the absorption?
Yeah, you can
how
do
that.
How
does that work?
Yeah, you just put some iodine and see how fast your body absorbs
the iodine.
Where do
you get iodine. That
iodine? There's some other factors there.
I've heard that test could be bull.
That's what I'm saying. There's other
like
factors there.
The
that's
what
I was, yeah.
But you would basically like, yeah, thanks for the stupid question.
Yeah, yeah. Talladega Nights. I had plenty of time to think about it. You guys were talking. Talladega Nights.
I already said that like 5 minutes ago.
Did you?
Ricky Bobby. So you smear the iodine on like your hand or your forearm.
And the theory is if it goes in quickly, you need it. But again, many other factors.
Yeah, I raise an eyebrow at that one.
Yeah, you should.
Now, we talked a little bit, too, last night, because everybody is traveling and trying to get their sleep. We talked about relaxation compounds.
Oh, that was a good one.
You know, for example, I was in pain because I worked out hard for the past week. I'm about to hit the road for, you know, I'm
some
here.
Some hunting, man.
And then
your
hunting
room looks like
Hawaii. I've got a spearfishing gun and a bow and all camo and knives just all over my room.
Not to say that people
housekeeping's
didn't look
gonna
at
freak out
again.
Right. And then I've got, after that, I'm going to speak in Portland at the Nutritional Therapy Association. So I've got like 2 weeks on the road. What I tend to do is just destroy myself with my workouts before 2 weeks on the road so that I super compensate, right, and recover, and my body soaks up all that hard work. But it also means yesterday coming down here, I was just beat up. My body was like, okay, you got your final workout in on Thursday, and now it's time to kind of R&R a little bit. But I was feeling it. So I was telling you guys, I took an opioid-like painkiller called Kratom yesterday, which
I know all about.
Induces euphoria, helps you to sleep. It's very interesting stuff. But then you talked, Dr. Pompa, about another relaxation compound that you like.
Kava.
Can you fill us in what we were talking about
there?
Yeah,
I mean, when you say kava, people would usually say, oh, I've tried kava. I mean, 99% of the stuff that's just out or in a product, it's not even real kava. It's processed out. They're growing it in the wrong soils. Kava, and you know this as well, I mean, all of these herbs, growing them in the soils that they're meant to grow in brings up these flavonoids and these phytochemicals that make the reaction occur.
I'm going to back up there. Just when you say soils they were meant to grow in, you mean like
indigenous.
Like growing plants that are indigenous.
So we look at indigenous places where herbs grow, and that's where you want to buy your herbs from. And then, of course, they have to be handled correctly. So I gave a couple websites of kava that, I mean, I get clients from all around the world with massive sensitivities, whether it's chemical sensitivities, every food sensitivity, anxiety, can't sleep. Kava is just magic for them. It really is.
And some kava is better. You said, what was it? Kava Calm?
With a K. So it's Calm with a K. Yeah. So K-A-L-M. Calmwithkava.com. They make a nano kava that works
really well. Interesting.
And, yeah, very good.
So I've used nano CBD before.
You
so
have.
This is
you
very
turned
similar.
Me on to some nano CBD before.
Yeah.
And then the other one's gourmethawaiiankava.com.
Okay.
Both really good kavas, and these guys take their kava very seriously.
Yeah, I'll try to remember to link to that in the shows. Now, kava, you have to be careful with regular use because it does get passed by the liver to a certain extent. So it's not like one that you'd use every day.
No, you use it in those situations.
In the way that Warren drinks wine. Like it's going out of style.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
But I do, I'm going to throw out another one since I lost on my last, you know, biohack with the iodine and you guys.
Right, that was a fail.
But it's good. It's good because you got to throw it out. You can't be afraid, you know, and then you let you guys figure it out. But I have another biohack. Maybe this one is a good one. Let's love those, you know, especially when you hang yourself upside down and put your legs up on.
Your whole rectum goes numb.
Yeah, I love that. It's perfect.
Where's Ben? He's hanging somewhere upside down to try to get his coffee enema.
Something I've been doing with CBD, because CBD knocks me out. Like, I love CBD. I go high-dose CBD every night. Love it, love it, love it. And you have CBD on your site.
Cannabidiol.
I added, I don't know how many milligrams, maybe you guys know, but it's the tryptophan that we have. I don't know how many milligrams those capsules are. You would know. Mm-hmm. I take four of those, tryptophan, with the CBD. And if you don't have to get up for work in the morning, you know, you don't have children to look after, that is... And if you do that, it's guaranteed knock you out, put you on your back.
On your house, hey,
what I'm wondering right now is you always have work in the morning. You always have children around you. So when are you doing that?
Well, I haven't done it for a while because it's hard to get up.
There's nothing coffee can reverse.
But I do. Yeah, I get back up.
Coffee's the antidote. Coffee. It's the antidote.
Here's another biohack that I do. This is I bring my stainless steel.
You're cracking camera guy up.
My stainless steel. I just want to be a part of this biohack thing. So I got this coffee pot. You can tell me if it's cool or not. It's stainless steel, right? It's not, you know, the nickel-free one, but whatever. You know, I got over it. Might scratch a little nickel into your life on the way down. Most of you guys, your car would know that.
Rabbit.
So rabbit trail. I grind my own coffee, you know, the mold-free, you know, shade-grown, and I bring that. I, you know, bring it with me. I bring a stainless steel hot water pot. Fill up with plastic water bottle stuff. Sorry, Ben. I did the plastic. I'm feminized right now. It's probably why I'm a little nervous. My testosterone drops.
Your areolas are quite,
you can tell.
Quite large today.
Are you attracted to me now because I'm more feminine?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let's
another miss.
So that's what I do, and I make the coffee right there so we don't have to do. And you were looking for coffee this morning.
I was.
Running around. You're like,
but
nothing here.
Hold on. I passed two Starbucks because I won't drink it.
Yep.
It's a whole other thing. But the point being is I was looking for organic coffee. It's really important.
coffee can hold a lot of pesticides.
You guys need to get these little packets I travel with. They're mushroom coffee. Coffee with cordyceps and chaga. The other one I travel with is coffee with chaga and lion's mane, which is like a nootropic. There's these little packets, and you can either order coffee from a restaurant, and it's notoriously weak, and you can dump this coffee in it to actually make the coffee muddy and strong. Or you can just take a couple packets of this and go down to the restaurant, at the hotel, or whatever, and find yourself some hot water, preferably filtered, or you can take like a Berkey water filter, fill that up from the hotel sink, then put that through the Berkey straw into your coffee maker in the hotel, and then that'll pour hot water, and you'll just dump the hot water over these coffee packets. But they work really well for traveling. Compared to bringing your giant ass like stainless steel,
but it's stainless steel, not heating up. You put I always get mad. You put it through the little pots that they have, the plastic, you know, and it.
That's true.
I get scared.
It is plastic.
So I get the old.
We should talk. Dave Asprey's wandering around here somewhere. I'm sure he has like a even more advanced fix for this. We'll have to hunt him down.
What are some of the you've been walking around? What are some of the little cool things?
Some of the
things
cool things
found?
There was an extremely high frequency vibration wand. Get your mind out of the gutter, fellas. Anyway, so I show up there, and I sat down in a chair, and I'm kind of fiddling around with this wand, like putting it on my shoulder and my chest, seeing what it feels like.
Oh, I know the wand.
And the lady up there grabs it. She's like, let me show you how this works. Before I know it, I had three people, each holding a wand. I'm laid out in the massage table, and they're doing my legs, my stomach and chest, and my shoulders all at once. I got up, and I was, like, floating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I must have been on the table like
30
minutes.
I knew I'd find you up there. I knew you'd find me up
then,
there.
So that was called a rapid recovery wand. The LG
I'm sure
people.
You probably bought one, or at least not yet, but tomorrow.
No, I'll probably buy one, yeah. The LG people are upstairs, the Spirulina, Chlorella, Energy Bits.
Energy
I had
bits,
them on my, on
oh,
my
the
podcast.
Wand people?
Yeah, so those are really good. I had those this morning for breakfast.
I saw some around here.
Along with my coffee, my mushroom coffee
These
and my
guys
energy
right
bits.
Here.
Yeah, and they always tell you to swallow them, but I like to chew them.
I know, right? But they get all through
your
teeth.
I just
rinse
it.
I'll tell you what, though. It is amazing energy. Yeah. You know what? The good thing about this product, it's clean. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are contaminated.
Yeah, it's cracked cell wall, 100% organic. So you actually get, because, I mean, algae is technically a filter.
Of the ocean, of the water.
That's why a lot of these popular algae companies,
toxins.
They get their algae from Klamath Lake, which is like a really clean form of algae. Anyways, though, so they're here, and I'm trying to think.
They're going to be in Atlanta. The wand people are coming to Atlanta.
Oh, they're going to be in Atlanta, too. Okay, cool.
Atlanta.
And we'll fill you guys in on Atlanta
First
here in
May.
Just a second. The other one that's really interesting is they've got upstairs they have the Clear Mind, which is it's flickering lights and auditory beats for neurofeedback for everything from like insomnia to ADD. Very similar to what I did with the Peak Brain Institute in LA, except it's more visual based. You don't actually attach electrodes to your head. But it's really interesting because Steph Curry, the basketball player, there was just an article about him that I tweeted where he's using kind of a similar system, these special goggles that he wears that flicker light. And it entrains his visual system as these lights are flickering. So if you're listening right now, just Google Steph Curry goggles. Google the goggles. And you'll see what kind of goggles he's wearing. It's super duper interesting. They're like LED flicker light based goggles that entrain his visual system and his reaction time. And this whole article goes into how he swears by those plus float tanks. And then he also does the TDCS. Like the transdirect cranial stimulation. And I mean, these NBA players are realizing, you know, Tom Brady's another guy who does this. They're realizing the importance of not just being mildly orthorexic like us, but also how much more efficiently you can get results if you do some of these little biohacks.
They're really orthorexic.
It's better living through science.
Yeah, well, that's kind of that invisible stuff that's around us, man. Yeah. I mean, when you do light stimulation in the eyes, you know, the thalamus is your antenna for a lot of that stimulation from the body, but also that stuff that's around us you don't know, and that changes that. You can change those neuropathways with that. So
is it bad to wear sunglasses? Like,
no, not bad. Changes light, though.
So I have a very fashionable set of Ray-Bans over in my bag over here, and I do not. I'm going to wear them to the 80s party. Yeah. Is that tonight?
60s, 70s. That's
tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. So I don't wear sunglasses. Unless I am, for example, skiing in the snow where you can get snow blindness.
Yes.
You know, because for two reasons. Light is a circadian cue. And so by blocking out blue light in the morning, you look really cool, but you F up your sleep later on in the day because you shut off one of your body's primary mechanisms for knowing that blue light is present. So that's one reason. The other reason is that when your retina get exposed to blue light from the sun, you upregulate your production of melanin from the skin. So you tan better, your skin gets more toned. When you put on the sunglasses, not only do you burn more easily, but you tan less easily. So you don't get all that beautiful swimsuit ready sunshine.
Well, I've actually
made that true because my wife wore sunglasses. We were just in Cabo, and I'm very, you know, pink. She is of olive skin, so she usually gets really dark. I spent probably less time in the sun, and I was way tanner than her, and I did not wear sunglasses the whole trip.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. So I thought it was, you know, it was cool.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for at night.
There is a time.
You wear your sunglasses at night, right?
But I did eat tuna.
Yeah.
I did eat. We went fishing.
I have no clue what that has to do with skin.
I don't know either.
DHA, maybe a little bit.
I mean, the issue is the unopposed blue light.
Right.
So when you're at night and you're just getting this blue light and not the other frequencies you would get from the sun, it's unopposed blue light.
And you can mitigate some of that because the sun contains both blue light and infrared.
Sure.
So if anything, you can at least in your house have some infrared light set up so you're getting both the blue light as well as the infrared. Like in my wife and I, in our bedroom, we have the red lights, and in my office I have the red light. So when I go in there at night, I've got a Ruby Lux bulb. There's another company called Lighting Science that makes what are called biological LED bulbs. But you can choose which room you want red light, and you can choose which room, let's say a gym or an office by day, that you could have blue light. So the trick is to have both. Although blue light can still be, even if you get exposed to large amounts of it during the day, carcinogenic. So, and it's very, very hard on the eyes too. So what you can do is you can literally, in your office, set it up so you've got a whole bunch of these, you know, biological blue light based bulbs.
You just spit on me.
But then at the same time, sorry, I'm getting excited. I spit when I talk about light. You can also have like an infrared bulb, like a Juve Light or a Ruby Lux or something else. So you're getting infrared and blue light at the same time.
You need
them all. That's the best of both worlds. One other thing I wanted to chat about with Atlanta is you and I talked, Dan, about doing a little bit more of like a higher end brain biohacking.
Yeah, for
like
my elite doctor group.
For your elite doctor group. Now tell me a little bit about what the elite doctor group is and what they're doing in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, these are people we call our platinum group because they've done cellular healing. They're trained in it. They're very good in it. I mean, really, all of the protocols that I teach, they're very good.
So they've sat under you and they've learned how to do your detox protocols.
They go beyond just true cellular detox. They do implement what I call a multi-therapeutic approach.
And but the general public can go to this Atlanta event, too?
We are. We're bringing the Friday. We're bringing the general public, and me, you, and Joe are speaking Friday night. We're bringing the
Joe
students.
Mercola.
Joe Mercola. We're bringing the students in as well as the public.
Okay, got it.
But most of the event's going to be for practitioner training, implementing how to implement true cellular detox like you did with your clients, so the practitioners can do like what you did.
I'm right in the middle of this detox right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I took all the supplements and that stuff you just sprayed in your mouth.
We're here at this event, and amazing speakers here. I mean, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. just got off stage.
Yeah.
And you know, those of you realize he just got appointed to the Vaccine Safety Committee. Trump put him in this position because, you know, he puts himself, I'm not against vaccines. I'm for getting clean vaccines and exposing the truth. Real science. It's not that he just got up on stage and just exposed, I mean, how much of a cover-up there is in the government, in politics, with this issue of vaccines. And he talked about how this mercury goes into the brain. They used to say, well, the mercury in the vaccines is safe mercury. It doesn't go into the brain. They found out on studies that it was leaving the blood so fast, that's why they thought it was leaving the body. It wasn't leaving the body. It was going into the brain, and that's where it locks into inorganic mercury. The true cellular detox, the most important phase, there's a prep phase, there's a body phase, and there's a brain phase. That's why we need multiple brain phases.
Yeah, I'm in the body phase right now.
Yeah,
so when I go through the brain
key,
phase, basically what I'm expecting to feel is clearer thinking, less brain fog,
maybe not,
more focus.
Maybe not at first.
But initially, my brain's going to be like dumping metals out. Because I tested high in mercury and lead
and
stuff like that.
Listen, it will. Listen, it's locked in the brain. So people get their amalgam fillings out. They do these things. They think, oh, I'm fine. No, the mercury's locked in there as inorganic mercury, which is more oxidative, more poisonous. It's the most toxic of all mercury.
Inorganic meaning it came from sources like dentistry and brake dust and stuff like that.
Dental fillings that contain 50% mercury, they cause what is called mercury vapor. Crosses the blood-brain barrier, and then it turns inorganic mercury. And there it's locked. It is locked in your brain.
I've never had dental fillings, but I do like to break open those mercury thermometers
play with
and
it.
Sniff them.
Yeah, I wouldn't sniff it. You could play with it, but don't sniff it.
Okay.
But, you know, the organic mercury, like methyl mercury that's in fish, They would say that's the more toxic mercury because it has the ability to cross membranes, which it does.
Yeah.
But the problem is when it turns to inorganic mercury, that's really where the problem starts.
So organic mercury from something like fish can turn into inorganic
It'll
mercury?
It'll go into tissue and eventually oxidize into an organic
mercury. So when it gets oxidized.
Mercury.
So the worst thing to do then would be to be eating fish, but then also have a lot of these oxidizers that we talked about, like high blood sugar or vegetable oil.
It,
or other
it happens
that cause
even
tissue
faster.
Oxidation.
And by the way, a lot of those things can take an elemental mercury. Elemental mercury is like
you've
if you
just solved a mystery for me. This is why bodybuilders look so horrible. They do the protein powders, which we know most of the protein powders have a bunch of heavy metals in them, and then simultaneously they beat up their bodies with a whole bunch of oxidation and tanning salons. So they're basically building up a whole bunch of this inorganic metal in their body, most likely.
No doubt about it.
God bless bodybuilders.
So that elemental mercury and that silver stuff we'd roll in our hands when we were kids, right? You could swallow that and potentially, bring it right out. However, some of it could oxidize into methyl mercury, and then you start absorbing that, and then it turns to inorganic mercury, and now you have double trouble.
Interesting.
But don't swallow it.
Okay,
but you're swallowing it when you have fillings in your mouth. That's what people don't understand. You're swallowing mercury every day you have a filling, a silver filling in your mouth.
Yeah, I've never had fillings.
If you
had vaccination,
if you took a mercury meter and stuck a mercury meter in your mouth, which you can do, these little tests. I was an environmental consultant, have a master's degree in it, did it for 8 years. We had these little meters, and those meters, if you stuck it in your mouth with hot coffee and you have amalgam fillings, it would peg it, I think, 100 times higher than what the EPA
Holy
allows
cow.
For air quality.
At one of our seminars, we actually had a gentleman bring in
so don't breathe on
what
me
they
have
in submarines, because if mercury is in the air in a submarine, people get very, very sick and die. So they have these mercury vapor testers in submarines. He brought one in, and we were testing people. People that had fillings, you'd see it go off the chart. I mean, literally, the mercury vapor. People then, you'd give them, the same person, some hot liquid, and you'd see it go even further. Give them gum to chew even further. Silver fillings leach mercury for the life of the filling.
Every time.
It's scary. All right, so I know we're going to talk about this more in Atlanta. The other thing that you and I discussed last night is more of an advanced brain biohacking clinic for a lot of the folks who are going to the Atlanta event, meaning we want to talk about increasing neurogenesis and neuroplasticity using more than just psilocybin mushrooms, which do work for that, but there are other things that we can use as well. Doesn't have to be just shrooms. We're going to talk about increasing the integrity of the blood-brain barrier, stabilizing neurotransmitters, stabilizing the HPA axis, basically all the little things that you can do without necessarily having to go out and buy, fancy neurofeedback computer equipment to actually increase your IQ, your cognitive performance. There's a lot that you can do. So I think it will be really cool to actually put together.
It's going to be great. No, they're
going to
love it.
You know what's neat about the way that we set up and design the seminars? It's called Live It to Lead It. So a lot of the things that you're going to be teaching, we're actually going to implement there. We're going to do blood ketosis testing. So you have to live these strategies, these biohacks yourself. Take yourself to the next level. And just like what you've done over the last 15 years, now you're taking others to the next level.
You don't want to be the fat kid with a neck beard in your mom's basement blogging about enemas.
Probably not. Probably not.
Yelling.
That could be me.
Mom!
That's why I met Dr. Pompa and you guys. I could be that guy.
Your beard doesn't quite go down to your neck right now. It's well shaven. So the conference is, I know we set up a special URL for people listening in now to this podcast.
And this is a special discount. And then our Cellular Healing TV people that are watching that, share it with your other doctor and practitioner friends. And again, we do have that Friday evening. Do you know the times on that? It'll be on the site, but Ben Atlanta, I think we set up.
Well, first of all, what are the dates?
May 4th, 5th, and 6th.
So May 4th, 5th, and 6th in Atlanta, and to register, you go to benatlanta.com,
and we have special pricing. It's essentially our flash sale pricing. The seminar's normally over $1,000. For you guys, it's more than half of less than that.
Nice.
So we want to do that for your audience. I know that you have chiropractors, natural health practitioners. You have a huge following of, obviously you're teaching high-level stuff. So those guys can come. And then if you have followers in Atlanta.
Zookeepers, soccer moms, SEOs, CEOs.
A lot of CEOs.
All are welcome.
A lot of CEOs in Atlanta. So you can come see Joe, Dan, and Ben.
So Dr. Mercola, Dr. Pompa.
I won't be teaching. I teach on marketing. So, microphone hand-holding and how to hold a microphone
vino
properly.
Also.
Yeah, and vino. Love that vino.
Biodynamic wine.
It's funny that they had to give
I did
that
not
microphone.
Hesitate on the price, though. That's
so
for
Atlanta,
sure.
Ben, in the meantime, if you guys have
Ben Atlanta.
Oh, I'm sorry. BenAtlanta.com. BenAtlanta.com. If you guys have questions or comments, leave them in the show notes here. where this podcast is at. And you can access the podcast show notes at bengreenfieldfitness.com/caljam2017. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/caljam2017. I'll link to everything that we talked about, including the video version of this, the conference in Atlanta, and then, of course, leave your questions. I love to hear what kind of questions you guys have. Dr. Pompa or Warren or me will hop in, answer your guys' questions. And since it's about lunchtime, I figure we should just go pop open another bottle of biodynamic wine, right? It's okay.
I have to speak.
Right. Just kidding. All right. And Dan's got to go speak.
Yeah. 5th, 6th, and 7th, they're saying Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The crowds tell me our team's here at CalJam, so they're letting us know that, you know, that this team, yeah, 5, 6, and 7. So that doesn't matter.
May 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So banatlanta.com, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, or go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/caljam2017. Grab the show notes for this episode. Thanks for listening in, you guys.